try to use both languages to preach. First, I'm going to use English. So the title is God's Salvation and Mercy. So let us think about the first location. Here's Samaria. I don't know whether you know Samaria. Samaria was a city located between Jerusalem and Galilee, now as a region inhabited by Gentiles. During Jesus' time, it was home to many descendants of those who had settled there after the Assyrian captivity of Israel in 721 BC. By that time, the Samaritans had accepted the Pentateuch, which is the first five books of Moses, and built their own temple. So from this background, we know highlights an important truth. Jesus' salvation is for everyone, even for those considered outsiders, because at that time, Samaritans considered outsiders. In that context, Samaritans were a marginalized minority. This passage records the last time Jesus passed through the border of Samaria on his final journey toward Jerusalem. So, likely the last time before his suffering. This was only the second clearly recorded instance of Jesus passing through the Samaria. Most Jews, they were avoided Samaria. They were taking another way, another curve way, even much longer. They will just escape the Samaria to go to Jerusalem. From Galilee, like this way, or that way to go to Jerusalem. But here, Jesus, he's deliberately go to Samaria. He just from Galilee, directly go to Samaria, and then go to Jerusalem. So once again, here showing that healing and salvation are for all people because Jesus deliberately chose to go through Samaria. Another thing we need to think about is leprosy. Leprosy was a highly contagious disease at that time, and those afflicted were usually isolated from society according to the Old Testament law. Yet Jesus was not afraid. He drew near to them and healed them. When they called them, Jesus invited them and just let them go to the priest and they will be clean. This reflects Jesus' consistent ministry style. Breaking social barriers, bringing healing and salvation, especially reaching those who were marginalized. When Jesus healed the 10 lepers, here, only one returned to thank him, which is a Samaritan. That's why Jesus said, "Your faith has made you well." Or literally says, "Your faith has saved you." Here Jesus says, not only healed his disease, because Jesus healed the disease is very easy. But here he also gave him an invitation. He also invited him into God's kingdom. Transcending geographic and ethnic barriers, God's salvation is for all. This is just like our church, which is we are from different nations and ethnicities becoming one family in Christ. We are one family. It also reminds us of Naaman, the Syrian commander whose leprosy was healed by God. Salvation belongs to all people because God is merciful. We are just like those 10 lepers. Also, we are like Naaman. When we come to Jesus, we need to call to him. We must humble ourselves first, laying aside pride, and cry out to Jesus. But when we call upon him to heal and help us, most of the time, Jesus answers. Actually, every time he will answer, but just according to his time, his will, he will give us an answer and solve our problems. Maybe not according to our way, but according to his way at his right time. Yet, after that, some people, like the 9 lepers, they walk away. Only one, the foreigners, the Samaritan, returned to give glory to God and enter God's kingdom. May we be like Samaritan. After experiencing God's grace, may we return to give him glory. Just as the Samaritan woman and the man delivered from the demons came back to serve God. The Psalm 111:4 says, "The Lord is gracious and merciful. He provides food for those who fear him." Today is God's Work Our Hand Sunday. This event itself is a response and calling to God's mercy. May we follow Jesus' example and care for those on the margins of society. Let us respond to his calling, to love with God's mercy and to act with compassion. Like Pastor Misa mentioned, God's work, God empowered the power, gave us authority, and let us have ability to serve the people who need. Because salvation is for everyone, and the invitation into God's family is for everyone. Let us all respond to God's call, reflect his mercy, practice in his work. Love God, love his church, and love his people. Amen. Amen. I'm going to use Chinese to preach. 各位弟兄姊妹，主内平安。今天我来跟大家分享的题目是神的救恩与怜悯。我们先来看一看，在圣经当中提到了撒玛利亚，提到了好几次的撒玛利亚这个地方。那么撒玛利亚是耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷在下面，加利利在中间，在上面，那么撒玛利亚在中间。撒玛利亚是在耶路撒冷和加利利中间的一座城市，在圣经当中被称为外邦人的加利利地，是在耶稣所处的时期是一个大型的外邦人的居住地。而这些外邦人呢，是在公元前721年亚述王萨曼以色五世把以色列人掳掠到了其他的地方，然后把不同的其他的人迁到了以色列地，最后成为了他们的后裔。那么在当时的耶稣的时代，整个的犹太人是非常的排斥这些撒玛利亚人，认为他们不是纯种的犹太人，认为他们是边缘人，认为他们是外邦人，他们是不受欢迎的。那么当时的撒玛利亚人呢，却已经采用了摩西五经，并且建立了自己的圣殿。从这里我们可以知道，耶稣的救恩是给所有人的。而这是耶稣最后一次，也是在他受难之前最后一次前往耶路撒冷。那么在他前往耶路撒冷的时候，他故意来到了撒玛利亚。所以从这里我们知道，耶稣的救恩是给所有人的。那么耶稣他是故意从加利利来到撒玛利亚，而没有像其他的犹太人从两边绕很远的地方最后去耶路撒冷。因为耶稣他的心意就是要来到这些被排斥的边缘人，就是要来到这些被犹太人所排斥的、所不受欢迎的撒玛利亚人的群族，就是要把福音、把神的救恩、把神的怜悯来传给他们。那么这里面也告诉我们，有十个大麻风的病人来找耶稣。根据旧约，大麻风是一个传染性极强的病，一般都是要被隔绝的。但是这里耶稣突破了旧约的律法，他没有害怕，反而是走进他们，医治他们，并且邀请他们。而这符合耶稣一贯的风格，就是突破社会的隔阂，突破固有的观念，带来医治和救恩，带来耶稣的怜悯，特别是给那些被边缘化的人群、不被重视的人群。那么当耶稣医治了十个大麻风的病人，回来感谢他的却只有一个，而且还是所谓的外邦人，是撒玛利亚人。因此耶稣说，你的信救了你。这里耶稣不单单医治了他的疾病， 更是通过这种方式给了他救恩，邀请他进入神的国度，从此跨越了地域的隔阂、种族的隔阂，因为神的救恩是想要给所有人的。就像我们也是一样，像我们的教会，我们虽然来自不同的民族、不同的国家，说不同的语言，但是我们却能够成为一家人。也像乃曼将军一样，他虽然是来自于叙利亚，但是却成为神家里的人。当神医治了他的大麻风，救恩属于所有人，是因为神的怜悯。我们就好像是十个撒玛利亚人，也像乃曼一样，我们要先除去我们的骄傲，谦卑的来呼求耶稣。当我们呼求耶稣来医治我们、帮助我们的时候，耶稣往往帮助了我们，但有些人就因此走掉了。而只有一个这里面说的撒玛利亚人，也是那个外邦人、不受欢迎的人，回来归荣耀给神，也因此撒玛利亚人从此进入到了神的国度。那么今天盼望我们能够像撒玛利亚人一样，当我们经历了神之后，当我们经历了神的医治之后，愿我们能够回来将荣耀给神。愿我们也能够像圣经中那个撒玛利亚妇人丢了水罐子，也愿我们像那个被鬼附的人回来服侍神。那么在诗篇111篇4节说，耶和华有恩惠有怜悯，他赐粮食给敬畏他的人。今天是上帝的手我们工作的日子，而这个活动本身就是对于神的怜悯的回应与呼召。愿我们能够像耶稣一样去关心社会的边缘人。当我们愿意去回应耶稣的呼召，带着神的爱与怜悯，有实际行动的去关爱他们，因为救恩是给所有人的，而进入神的家的邀请也是给所有人的。盼望我们能够借着神给我们的权柄、神给我们的能力、神给我们行善的能力，让我们能够勇敢的起来回应神的呼召、回应神的怜悯，能够参与服事，能够爱神、爱神的家，也能够爱神家里的人。阿们。